This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation, the good news is that there is no emergency. I have become distraught this week with the evaluation of some when it comes to the news and how CNN and the New York Times, not that this is new news, but distortion and how they create fear and what their motivation is to create fear among listeners and viewers and readers. So to underscore what has been said here on any number of occasions, but I want to make it very, very, very clear as to what I think you should know about all the hoopla regarding monkeypox. There is no emergency. So the guy who runs the World Health Organization, who is tied to the Chinese, says monkeypox is a world health emergency. However, the committee, the scientific committee at the World Health Organization that supposedly advises him, told him there is no emergency. He chose to ignore that for fairly obvious reasons. So the question comes, why did the committee refuse to recommend declaring an emergency? Duh, because there isn't one. That's it. The bottom line is, and this is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, by the way, which is something that Dr. Jack, both the doctors associated with this program, Ken Kronos and Jack Stockwell, refer to this. The information as far as before what we knew in April of this year, monkeypox sort of surfaced, right? There were a few infections that were found in a few. Remember this, Jay? There were like 18 people that had it.
Very few.
Right. Now there are only 528 infections that have been diagnosed. And let's see, this is through the end of last month. There are 43 sites, 16 countries, 98% of the people who have the infections are gay, 75% are white, and that's what Jack was saying, by the way, if you heard the last half hour. If you didn't, you can catch it on gooddayshow.com, the whole program. That would be probably the first hour that's repeated. At any rate, in the numbers department, so gay or bisexual men have most of it. And then they're, let's see, they're white men.
It's not deadly.
It's not deadly anyway, right?
Gnarly.
Yeah, you don't look too good. Right, that's it. So, thank you. I mean, the bottom line is there have been no deaths reported. None. Zero. So, the World Health Organization, once again, is trying to grab power and influence you thanks to the Chinese connection. So what do? You ignore them. There are all kinds of links, thankfully, that overpower this jerk that runs the World Health Organization's information. So just take that for what it's worth, and it ought to be worth a lot, frankly. Be responsible. You know, that's one of the things. We have all these people that follow, whether it's climate change, whether it's gun control, whether it's the abortion reality. There's no, people need to think for themselves, what I encourage. You may come up with the same conclusions, but for God's sakes, think about things in your own mind. Don't listen to somebody else who tells you because you believe that he or she has the right spin on things. What about you? That's what's going on. The problem with, and I say this over and over again, too, about the education system, people are being told what to think, not how to think. They're not being taught how to think. And that is the first step in being responsible for yourself, your being, your thoughts, your actions. You're responsible. When somebody does something that's antisocial, like starts to yell fire in a crowd, shoots something up, runs into somebody on road rage, you're responsible for you, and you need to pay the price, especially if there's damage done to another human being or to somebody else's property. You shouldn't get away with things if you've done something that's wrong. And likewise, if you're thinking about stuff, and it turns out that what you're thinking isn't right. You shouldn't. You have no right to blame somebody else, even if you believe, oh, I was falling. It's his fault because he told me that. No, think for yourself. Take responsibility for your goals, your actions, the results of your actions, and that's kind of why I went down the road that I did with the business about monkeypox. It is nonsense to get people worked up about this. It is nonsense. Okay. I think I made myself clear.
Very clear.
Okay. Very clear. Here's some good news from Ukraine. This is not, we don't get much good stuff out of the Ukrainians, but here's an Olympian, one of the Olympic heroes, who has put on his cape, sacrificing his silver medal in order to help his country. His name is Ruslan Mezentsov. Am I going to try to pronounce this? Does it make a difference? Doesn't make a difference what his name
is.
Okay, him too. He earned the medal during the Olympic Games in Sydney back in 2000, and he put his medal on the auction block, and it sold for about $15,000. This fellow Ruslan pledges to donate all the money to Ukraine to help fund his war, the country's war efforts. I guess the auction house donated the buyer's premium for this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you buy things at an auction, often you pay about 10% buyer's premium. And if you buy online at an internet auction, you're going to pay another 2 or 3%. I should be an auctioneer.
All the additional fees. Tons of fees.
Yeah.
But at least these additional fees were donated as well.
Yes.
That was nice to see, too.
Yeah, right. Very nicely done. You're to be congratulated. Very nicely done. All right, so anyway, and the best part about it is he beat the Chinese. So there. Okay, next up, as long as we're talking about the business of the what went on in the Olympics, let's talk about some other sports stuff. Tom Brady says that being really wealthy is the hardest thing about raising his children. Now, I don't know whether people are going to take this the right way or the wrong way. That's smug SOB. He's talking about all his money. But this is something that actually is a good conversation because a lot of parents who have money are sucko parents. They leave it to the nanny to raise their children. That happens all over Los Angeles, man. You see these Hispanic nannies raising these kids. They don't even know who their parents are, most of them. Anyway, so Brady says we have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us around. We get off of a plane and there are people waiting for us there. We get ushered around. Okay, so that's kind of a special way to live.
Yeah, and his thing is trying to, you know, help his kids to understand that they do live a privileged life. This is not most people's reality, and they want their children to understand. And really, it seems like not be spoiled brats that even though they have a lot of money and they want to give their kids somewhat of a normal lifestyle and do normal kid things, go out and about, they also can't because of safety reasons. And
yeah,
he's the ninth highest paid athlete in the world, and she's the supermodel, and they have an absurd amount of money, and it's just they are trying to
absurd.
Do right by their children to let
right.
them know, like, this may be our reality, but this is not the real reality. This is not other people's reality, and this is not something that everybody has. This is not something, nor is it something that's
why
owed
live
to you.
This way? My question to Tom Brady would be, if in fact it's a challenge, and if in fact you don't mind cleaning the house, I have somebody clean my house because I don't like doing it. That's why I do it. I don't do it because I'm privileged. I do it because I have other things to do with my time. And these people are good at it, and I'm not. As far as making food, they could make their own food if they wanted to. As far as driving to the airport, they could drive themselves to the airport if they wanted to. You know, getting ushered in, that's something that happens with celebrity. I've seen this over and over again where people are greeted. I remember I told the story about riding across the Atlantic in the Concorde with Paul McCartney. And we spent the whole 3.5 hours talking with each other about what we did and yada yada. It was great. It was wonderful. So I walked off the plane with him. There was somebody, a greeter from British Airways there to take him to get his luggage. You think there's anybody there to greet me? Nope. But, you know, actually he said, come with me, I want to talk. You know, we kept the conversation going as we went over. But the lady from British Airways made sure that I was kept at a distance, or she tried to anyway. And Paul said, no, I want to talk to him. And then there was a young woman who came over to me at the where the luggage, what's this, the pickup, the luggage, what do they call it, the luggage.
Baggage claim?
Yeah, baggage claim, thank you. So this young lady comes over and says, can you ask Paul McCartney to give me his autograph? And I looked at her because she saw me talking to him. I said, well, why don't you come with me? I'll introduce you to Paul, and you can ask him yourself. So I brought this young lady over. She's probably 20, 21. And she, you'd think that she died and gone to heaven. And Paul then engaged. I said, Paul, thanks for the conversation. He had invited me to come to a recording session. So I ended the conversation and left the girl there so she could have a conversation with him. But, you know, that's the reason I tell you the story is because that's the reality for people like that. They have to be chaperoned or walked around or escorted around because otherwise people would mob them.
Yes.
And sometimes they know how to deal with it, and sometimes people that are celebrities don't know how to deal with it.
And a lot of times people feel bad, and they want their handlers to be the ones to say, no, no more questions, or we need to get this person, they're right on a schedule or whatever.
Yeah, right. And that's usually not the case. That's usually a bunch of bunkum. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. They could do it if they wanted to, it would seem, but they don't want to, but at least they're explaining their way.
Who make a lot of money, they're also extremely busy. So they can either keep working to get that money and then in their spare time clean their house and cook their own food, or they could spend that time with their families. Like, yeah. That's what Giselle stopped working so that there weren't all these nannies around. She was doing pretty much everything. And they have such super strict diets. And anybody who's tried to eat healthy and take care of themselves knows that there's a lot of time and effort that goes into that
as
well.
I'm not being critical and I'm not being judgmental. You make choices, that's all. And Brady has given us the opportunity to talk about this in a way that is good for, you know, in terms of the conversation of what's real. This is a real good conversation to have, and something that, I mean, they do work hard, and he came from a family that of hard workers, and that's acknowledged as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is, all food for thought. Literally and figuratively, at 18 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
American Family Farmer Podcast. If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Oh, my God. We do need to make a podcast, Jay, of our conversations between airing when we're in the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking, James, and well, I think you were just listening. James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, was talking to me. Somebody came to me yesterday on the farm because they know that I have a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs. And this woman said, can you save a couple of pigs? And I said, no, I didn't have pigs on the farm, and I really didn't want to have them. So I said to James something along the line, if I draw the line at pigs. So you go wherever you want to go with that and have a chuckle. Meanwhile, the celebrity focus of this portion of each hour, the trending items include a conversation about Ashley Judd. I don't know why at this point in time she wanted to meet the man who raped her, but she referred to it, Jay, as a restorative justice conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about her, I've always thought she was on edge. Any of the parts she plays, she always seems to be on edge. And oftentimes when casting directors are looking for a particular type, they look for someone who is the type in real life. You know, that's why you see a lot of people who play roles and they're not really playing a role.
It's just them, or people get typecast into similar characters across their career.
Yeah. So she said she was interested in hearing his story. I find this extraordinarily interesting. I don't know. I think that's the only word I can use for it. What do you think?
She was speaking on all of this in a podcast and said how they ended up in rocking chairs sitting by a creek together. And she had already worked through pretty much everything with her therapist over the years. And now Ashley Judd is a 3-time rape survivor. And this is just one of her rapists.
3 times. Wow.
And it makes you kind of, well, at least it makes me wonder and speculate who this person was in her life, because it clearly just wasn't some random person. Mm-hmm. If she has access to sit in a rocking chair side by side and have this conversation. She even said that this person showed so much remorse, couldn't believe they did what they did, and she felt like that was a little bit of a, like she said, restorative justice conversation, even though she'd already worked through everything. She didn't need an apology at this point. She didn't really need to hear this person say anything specific, but the fact that they were able to have this conversation almost says more about her own healing and growth and incredible
strength. But, you know, the podcast was with Katie Couric. And in the conversation, they started talking about what would have happened if, in fact, in the rape, she had become pregnant.
Other interview, that was a big one.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
That was a different rapist that lived in Kentucky at the time. She's in Tennessee, and in both states, the rapist would have had rights to the baby.
Yeah.
She would potentially had to share joint custody with the child, with her rapist.
That's sick. Sick, 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 and how that sort of thing is not straightened out, or how it would be even allowable or thinkable. What right thinking, and I don't mean right of center, just correct thinking person thinks that that's okay. It's not okay. There's nothing about it that's okay. And why anybody would think that it was okay, that's just wrong thinking. In my mind. Okay, let's pause now. It's 28 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles, Mulliner, Bentley's customer.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrin. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now is the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the products. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After 2 Mississippi people were hospitalized, the CDC issued a warning Wednesday saying they discovered a potentially deadly bacteria near their home in the Gulf Coast region. Burkholderia pseudomallei. The bacteria has been detected in water and soil samples. It causes Whitmore disease, and the germs are naturally resistant to commonly used antibiotics. Without treatment, 9 out of every 10 people who get it die. Former Democrat and 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang announced Wednesday that his Forward Party is moving ahead to give Americans an alternative to the two-party system. It is now the third biggest political party in America based on resources. The negligent Chinese rocket that will smash back into Earth is projected to fall out of orbit on July 30th. It's still unknown exactly where it will hit. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Any person serving a felony sentence in North Carolina outside of jail can now register to vote. This is a change which will impact more than 56,000 people. The decision, which was announced by the State Board of Elections, follows an appeals court ruling overturning a 1973 law that prohibited convicted felons from registering to vote while on probation or post-release supervision. Authorities have found more human remains in Lake Mead.
We know a little bit more about the latest set of skeletal remains discovered at Lake Mead at the south end of Nevada, where it meets Arizona. The Clark County Coroner's Office in Nevada says the remains found Monday near Boulder Beach are partial. The person has not been identified and the cause of death is not clear. This is the third time human bones have been discovered at Lake Mead since May 1st, as the water level continues to fall past historic lows. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tony Dow, best known for playing Wally Cleaver on the iconic television show Leave It to Beaver, has died following a recent cancer diagnosis. His family and representatives have confirmed the actor was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
The answer to the question, what happens when a bunch of scientists put a study group of older people together and give them all psychedelic drugs? I've never really been into this kind of thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people my age who are.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, with things happening locally, regionally, nationally. I've got more comments about the stories I told. Remember the story about the Walmart checkout person, the self-scanning thing, the bagging, the grocery store, and other things?
Oh, the don't double bag, use two bags separately.
Right. I was in a grocery store yesterday, and I told that story to the lady that was checking me out, and she looked at me. She said, I can't believe people are that stupid. I said, well, thank you. That's what I find interesting, too. So somebody sent me another story. This person lives in a semi-rural area, and she writes, we recently had a new neighbor call the local city council office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. And she said the reason was too many deer are being hit by cars out here. I don't think it's a good place for them to be crossing.
Bless her heart. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. All right. Here we are, moving ahead, moving beyond, moving above. Here's the story of a man who lost $10,000. This is a warning, I suppose. This is how not to... This is dealing with a problem that a lot of people are having. If you go to scamicide.com, which is a website that's put together by my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, who has specialized in the last 30 years in helping people sort of circumvent scams or to be aware of them. So here's a story that you can take to heart. So this guy, he lost $10,000 in a check washing incident. And so this is sort of a caution. It's very low tech, but it's something being used a lot. The check he mailed in March to pay a company that cleaned his oil heater was stolen out of the postal system. The thief washed the amount that this man had originally written on the check and replaced it with the $10,000. The check was for something that had a one in it. Apparently it was $1,000. So this guy adds a zero. And according to the Postal Service, the check was then cashed. So how that happens, because most banks won't cash a check unless you've got an account there, right? You can't just walk into some place and say, okay, I'm Ray Momino and this check is, right? But apparently there's some places where you can do it. And so the Postal Service...
Because I know that if you sign a check and you can sign it over to somebody, you sign the back and then they sign your name.
Well, maybe that's how they did it.
So, yeah, maybe they opened an account and then forged the initial signature.
Postal inspectors say last year over $1 billion in counterfeit checks were washed, that is, taken out of the mail. And I pay a lot of my bills in the mail. The you kids have laughed at me for a long time. I just pay them online. Well, because there are too many chances
because,
there.
But it's like you have to take your pick. Either you mail it and you risk that.
Of how to get screwed.
Or you do it online. Right. Like I do my stuff online, and I've had my accounts hacked. It's never been from paying bills online. It's typically at the gas station or you're out in public and one of those people have that magnet reader thingy.
Right, or they'll take a picture of you with their cell phone as you put your zip code in, something like that. Yeah, that happens. All right, so a word to the wise, sufficient, hopefully. Let's move on to Uvalde and what's going on there. The latest, the lady that was the principal of the school, Mandy Gutierrez, has been suspended. This is an investigation continuing into that massacre that took place in May. School board found that this principal was aware of the problems, the security problems, prior to the shooter coming into the school, and she hadn't done anything about fixing it.
Problems hadn't been fixed,
Right. Yep. This happens so often in public service jobs, people get complacent, lazy, if you will, and they don't do what they're supposed to do because they're, in many circumstances, and I don't say that's the exact circumstance here, but we've all known, especially in certain states, where it wouldn't happen in Florida, wouldn't happen in Texas because they're right-to-work states and other states that are right-to-work states. But in states where there are heavy union influences, California's an example, New York's an example, Massachusetts, mostly the blue states, the liberal states, have these rules that protect the folks like this woman who did a lousy job from being fired. Remember the story that Jennifer Horn told us about the teacher in Los Angeles County who put his sperm on cookies that he gave to his kids, and it took an act of Congress to get this guy fired.
Do you remember? I recall her telling that story, yes.
Yeah. So how is that right? How does that make sense? And so I equate that to this. These people in these public service jobs, no matter whether it's working for the school department, for the public works department, in the treasurer's office, wherever it is, you get a public service job, and it's almost a lifetime guarantee unless you really, really screw up. And this woman really, really screwed up, but it's taken 2 months to figure this out. So anyway, the school board fired her. Well, they didn't fire her, but
she's on paid leave right now. Yeah.
So how is there a lesson in that? I don't have to do anything. I'm going to get paid. How does that fix the problem?
Well, a lot of times when there's still an investigation going on, they will do paid leave until it gets to a further point to where it's unpaid leave. Mm-hmm. Whereas the police officer who was supposed to be running everything, that's unpaid leave for him. And then he was eventually let go.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that. I find the community there, Uvalde, the other request that's been made last night at the city council hearing in Uvalde, there were a group of people who showed up asking for the city council to suspend all the police who reported to the shooting, no matter what they did. And that may be going too far, whether
what about the police officers who were reprimanded and removed from the scene and disarmed, who were trying to disobey orders in order to go into that school to save lives?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is a perfect example of how public service or the public sector doesn't get it. This in the private sector, this sort of thing would never, we wouldn't be having these conversations. Everybody would have been cleaned out. Everybody would have been fired. And that was the end of it. So anyway, many of the people who were there last night were family members of the students who were killed. The families and others in the community say, and this looks like a fairly organized response from these people who say the police bungled it. And they did. They did bungle it. And so I get what they're requesting. Anyway, they said they were asking for administrative leave for the police officers as the investigation continues, and so on and on it goes. And whether this is a good lesson for you, if you're on a school board or your school system, it's a horrible reality that we have to think this way about schools. And back again to the discussion of the debate about guns and why, you know, the people who say we have to have these guns to protect ourselves, but yet they get into the hands, and then that's where the conundrum is. What do you do? How do you protect people who are innocent from being victimized in situations like this? The Texas law that was passed last year made it easier to get guns, whereas in California, you know, I don't have much use for most of the things done in California, but I think their gun control approach is appropriate. And I think that you can learn a lot. Anyway, so we go on and on with this thing. But when you consider that it took 77 minutes for the police to respond to this, that is, these kids were all dead. They were dead for over an hour and before the police went in. How do you justify that under any circumstance? You can't, because it isn't justifiable. So anyway, More food for thought, more things that we can learn about mistakes that other people make. Speaking about mistakes, there was a helicopter accident that is really, this is from the Darwin Award Department. I suppose much as anything else, we'll tell you about what happened, and it wasn't pretty after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA.
46 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program. Sometimes when I say that and then I jump into something like this, is it really a good day? Wasn't it a good day for this kid? 22-year-old. This shows you how, again, back into how stupid people are taking selfies. This guy is on a vacation. And he got close to a helicopter because he wanted to have a selfie with the Bell 407 helicopter in back of him. They were on an island off the coast of Greece, and there were four all together. This guy, Jack Fenton, got off. They were on the helicopter. He got off the helicopter, so he backs up to get a closer picture of him with the helicopter.
That's what the speculation is, yeah. The authorities are looking into it, but witnesses say he had a phone. It was up to his ear. His friends were even yelling at him to come back. They'd already been ushered away to a waiting lounge while they were waiting for their plane that would take them to London when he decided to go back. And the blade, it killed him instantly. It was so gruesome. Now, here's the thing. Jack's parents were in a second helicopter heading to that same tarmac. It was a family vacation. Their son and friends had gone on ahead. Yeah. So the parents were on a second helicopter heading that way when their pilot requested an emergency permission aborting the landing because he was trying to save the parents from the gruesome scene of their son.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Speaking of gruesome, good day. Here's another gruesome story. More human remains found yesterday in Lake Mead. Lake Mead in Nevada, the Arizona-Nevada line, where one of the most interesting human buildings, the dam. Mm-hmm. You ever been across the Hoover Dam?
No, I've flown across it. That's on my bucket list. I want
it's a great ride. It really is. Anyway, so I remember the first time I went over the dam and looked over Lake Mead and saw, you know, the where the water level was, the stone is clean. So as the water goes down, you can see where it used to be, the level used to be. And the pictures that are floating around now, pardon the pun, of what you see when you cross over or you're in a boat and you're riding around Lake Mead, it's pretty startling, actually. More startling if you look out of the boat and you see some body attached to a cement block. These edges, so there's all kinds. I mean, that's where the mob, when they want to get rid of somebody, they just put a block on them and threw them into Lake Mead.
I can't help but wonder how many missing persons are going to be closed because it's approaching Deadpool status.
Yep. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Are you
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Things get better when Warren shows up. The theme from the Pet Show playing in the background on our program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, welcoming Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show that's heard every weekend around the country. You know what? You don't do enough on the air. You only do like a couple of hours in L.A., a couple of hours. You should be on Saturday and Sunday. You should do a Sunday program because there is need. There are people who have questions, and you, my friend, have the answers. So as a public service, you should be on both Saturday and and Sunday. How do you like that? Advice from your friend.
Yeah, great advice, Doug.
Well, listen.
No, you're absolutely right. I spent
twice the advertising, twice the money.
But you have no idea how many questions I get and texts and emails I get, literally hundreds during the week, because I just don't have enough time to answer them all on the show. You're absolutely right. You're right.
So more. We want more Warren.
Can I plug something here, Doug?
Yes, please.
My YouTube channel, I've really made a lot of changes there. There's so many videos, information, why your cat's scratching up the litter box. It's all there. It's all free. Everything is free at youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. I started really posting a lot more stuff about a month ago, and the response has been kind of interesting. So
good.
There's a lot of great tips. I mean, and really short. You know, it's a video, so it's, you know, it doesn't go through like an hour and a half. You know, 5 minutes will solve your cat from peeing on your sheet. So there's a lot of good stuff there.
Yep. All right, speaking of good stuff, this week, National Dog Photography Day being celebrated, encouraging dog owners and pet enthusiasts and photography folks all dog lovers to post as many photos of their dogs. Can we do that? Should we do that? Did you do that, Jay? Let's post a lot of pictures of dogs.
Yeah.
There, we have the highest pet dog population with 75 million pet dogs in our country. So this is cool.
But you have to be. I just posted something that last year, over 210 pets were stolen in Los Angeles alone.
Really?
That according to LA Police Department. So yeah, it's great. But people just sometimes, you know, I am probably the most a neurotic person when it comes to if my dogs
you
are
neurotic?
In the backyard.
Come on.
Yeah. If my dogs are in the backyard and I have a 7-foot fence, the dogs together weigh 15 pounds. I'm out there with them. They're never in the backyard without me. Uh-huh. I guess because I hear all the horror stories, you know, the things that go on. So it's. Just be really, really, really careful about posting pictures of your pets and make sure there's no locations and things like that, because it can really turn out bad.
All right, here's the story of somebody on Redondo Beach, a little bit south of where you are, a fellow named Cesar Millan, who got himself into the doghouse, pardon the pun, for having his dogs on the beach pier. Apparently that's illegal. Is it illegal everywhere? I'm trying to remember seeing whether I saw dogs on the Santa Monica Pier or not, and I can't remember seeing them one way or another. What would be a good reason or a bad reason for having this be illegal, having dogs on the pier?
Or on the beach in general. I had a meeting about 3 or 4 years ago with Senator Ted Lieu, where I was trying to convince him at least open one beach in Santa Monica where people can take their dogs. But, you know, I'm a mile and a half from the ocean. I do a lot of walking and running down there. And the bottom line is, no one obeys the law. Everyone's taking their dogs on the beach, and they're not doing it. And no one's getting ticketed for it. I think it's right. I think that, you know, listen, if the people would behave as well as the dogs behave on the beach, boy, that would be a lot better.
You know what I would? Reminds me when I lived. Remember when I lived near the PCH? I had my bungalow about a block up. From the PCA, and the Santa Monica Beach is fabulous. My other grandson was there with my son and his daughter the other day. Great pictures. I used to take Charlotte out there at night, and we'd walk along the beach, and we'd make sure if she had to pee, that was done on the right side, not on the left side. Not in the sand, but on the stuff, you know, kind of the grassy stuff on the right-hand side. You know, I didn't see anything wrong with that. I think sometimes people get a little nuts about that sort of thing. Did you hear about this? Lassie helped rescue a team. This fellow fell 70 feet in Lake the Tahoe region. Did you see that?
This
guy from Nevada. He had a border collie, and the border collie looked like Lassie, remember? And he fell 70 feet down a steep slope, broke his hip and his ribs. He managed to crawl his way where he could get cell service. But apparently his dog, thanks to the intelligence of the dog, the dog went to get people to rescue him, which I thought was pretty fast. That is like a story from Lassie, right?
Border collies are amazing, amazing dogs. I'm surprised the dog didn't take the cell phone and call for help himself.
Okay. There's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is the website. 59 past the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.